If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. This is Steve Taylor, and I'm glad to be with you. I hope you're glad to be here. I've got Colleen here. How are you today?
Good afternoon. I'm doing well.
Boy, it's so nice having you just across these desks, and you being here. You're always we got a lot of sunshine outside. We got a lot of sunshine inside.
Oh, it's good. It's good. Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, today we're going to be talking more about Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. And again, I am Steve Taylor. I'm the CEO and president of the Alliance Legal Group, and I've been practicing for about 30 years in the Hampton Roads area. And we got our law practice called the Alliance Legal Group. We're going to be a little bit of focusing on what that group of attorneys and paralegals do a little bit as far as the work that we do. That we've got four offices in Hampton Roads, and we do a lot of bankruptcies. We do a lot of general practice, but we do a lot of bankruptcies. And we're going to be talking a little bit about bankruptcy today, but we're going to talk about more about I guess if I had to maybe make a title of the show is, what is a Christian law practice? You know, we're going to be talking a little bit about a Christian law practice and how that's different from how that's different from a secular law practice or a Christian in name only law practice. And so we're going to talk a little bit about why that makes a difference, why if you're listening on this radio program, there's a fair chance that that you might be a Christian, you know, that this is a Christian radio program. Correct, Colleen?
It is. Christian radio station.
What is a Christian radio station? If I had to ask you, you know, what is a Christian radio station? And how is that different from a secular radio station? I mean, what would you say makes you different?
Well, we're pointing people to Christ. We have a mission there to point people to Jesus through the programming, whether it's on this station. Certainly it's ministry programming, practical teaching, you know, how to raise families, talking about finances and things like that.
Now, I'm putting you on the spot here.
Okay. It's interrogate calling.
You said you had a vision. Or a mission? Is there like a written mission, vision statement?
I wish we did. I know that it is to point people to Christ.
Christ, yeah.
I don't know if we have an official one from our company.
There you go. See, the next board meeting, you got an assignment.
Got to come up with an official statement for that.
Yeah, and so before we jump into this, you know, we're going to be talking about living your life for Jesus and then doing it through your whatever you're doing it for. And that we happen to be a law practice, so that's what we do it for. But, you know, that you probably are not an attorney. You probably don't have a law practice, but you probably have some sort of sphere of influence, whether it be work or even retired, and that we're called to shine our light, you know, to not keep your candle under a bushel.
This little light of mine.
That's right. And that so we're going to be talking about how that and why that makes a difference, especially from a law practice standpoint. But if you want to call in, you can call in at 757-488-5299. And you can contact me directly at our website at the Alliance Legal Group. We have a little chat box there. And that's at www.debtfreeva.com. And as always, if you wanted to set up an appointment to have a free consultation to discuss just about anything that we do, which would be a general practice, but we do a lot of, like I said, debt relief, bankruptcy, debt management, debt workouts. If you've got problems with your debts, you got problems with your finances. Like I said, that during this last year that we have led the Hampton Roads area in filing Chapter 7 bankruptcies by a 2-to-1 ratio in, you know, most months. And so we are the number one filing law practice out here. But, you know, we do it differently than a lot of folks otherwise. We do it now, you know, the petition's going to look the same when you review it. But what we try to do in putting that together hopefully is somewhat different. And so if you want to just set up a free consultation, then you go to www.debtfreeva.com. And that goes directly to me, Steve Taylor. And that if I can't take the phone call because I'm on the air like today or somewhere not available, then they'll set you up an appointment with either myself or one of our other attorneys. We'll always be with an attorney. We've got four attorneys, awesome attorneys, and in the weeks and to come that we're going to kind of spotlight some of those attorneys and some of those staff. And really, you know, in thinking about how to do that, you know, we wanted to start this process off by kind of framing who we are. That way you can see who they are, you know, in connection with who we are. So with that being said, that we're going to jump right into it again. And if you'd like to call in, 757-488-5299. So let's just jump off with, we do have a vision, mission statement. You know, I got saved in 1999, gave my life to Jesus Christ on the side of 464. And turned my life over to him. And by the time I walked into the office that morning, of course, you know, that the people that I had hired were much like me, that mostly in Christian in name only, you know, had been raised in a church back in the day. Most people had been raised in a church.
Kind of going through the motions.
Yeah, but we thought you were a Christian, but, you know, you really weren't because you hadn't been born again. You hadn't had that born again experience. You know, you hadn't had this person living inside you telling you what to do. And so I came in and said, I got saved. People going, yeah, Steve, yeah, I got you. You know, go in your room. But I said, no, I really got saved. You don't know what I'm talking about. I got saved. You know, I'd been to the church and, you know, gone up to see the pastor, you know, once or twice before that, got baptized, you know, I think once or twice before that. But I said, no, I got saved. I'm saved. You know, and they didn't understand because they didn't understand. But I started praying with folks that day. And before you know it, I wanted to give my life I'd give my life to Jesus, but I wanted to give my practice to Jesus. You know, I really didn't want. I thought I was going to be a missionary in another country.
You were ready to give it all up.
I was. I asked them. You know, I'm ready to go. And so, you know, a month or two later, that I was still at the office. You know, about 6 months later, I was still at the office. I'd already gone up to the church, like within the next month, and you know the missionary guy was up there. And, you know, I said, I'm ready, you know, I'm ready to go. You know, I want to go to wherever you want to send me, Lord. It was the third stanza of wherever he leads, I go. And that was me. And I said, I'm not going to resist anymore. I want to go.
Found out the Lord wants you here.
Well, you know, I didn't know. And so that, you know, within a month of that, I was a Gideon. You know, I was looking for open doors for me to tell people about Jesus.
Serve where you're planted.
And I was praying with all my clients and this and that and the other. And then the next thing you know, I was my dad. I said, Dad, you know, because he had come to my office. Those were great. And I said, you know, I gave my life to Jesus. And, you know, I joined the Gideons, you know, gave my life there. I went to the pastor, you know, not the pastor, but the missionary guy. And, you know, said, I want to do whatever. And, you know, what's happening? I'm still here. You know, I thought I'd be out of here by now, you know. And he says, well, something must be going on in your life that is notable. I said, well, you know, the only thing I got was this thing from, you know, this place called the Alliance. It was called the Alliance Defense Fund back then. Mm-hmm. And it talks about, you know, this being a Christian nation and this and that and the other and how we used to be a Christian nation. And he goes, Steve, where'd you get this? And he goes, well, you know, I was praying with a client, you know, at a closing or something. And then next thing I know, they said they sent it to me and they want me to join their, you know, their ministry. And I said, but I didn't join it because, you know, you got Regent University, all these really good Christians around here. I'll never get, you know, it's like a Christian attorney sort of ministry. I said, I'll never get, you know, they'll never want me because I got quite a reputation, you know, the Lord knows about. You know, I was really a sinner. And so that he's not going to want me. He's going to want one of these good Regent Christian University guys. And so he said, well, just, you know, America really was a Christian nation, and, you know, that's really a mission that you can defend Christian rights. You know, there'd really be something to look into. So I said, all right. So I filled up my, you know, the statement of faith and your testimony and this and that and the other about how he saved me and all this stuff, and that sent it in. And I said, they'll never pick me, you know. I'm like the scraggly dog that, you know, nobody wants. But within 24 hours, they had said, you're in, and we're going to send you to Cancun to teach you how to be an attorney for the Lord, you know, a Christian lawyer, Christian warrior sort of guy. I was going, this is crazy. And all the rest is kind of, like they say, history. And so that kind of launched me off into, you know, the practice of law for the glory of God. And like I said, we call ourselves Christian lawyers, Christian warriors. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I serve the Lord at my office every day, ever since I got saved. Best I can remember, I would say about 99.9, because sometimes you forget, but you know, I witness to every client that comes in. I start off with prayer, and I before the end of the conversation, I try to ask them if they died today, whether they'd go to heaven. I learned that from D. James Kennedy in Evangelism Explosion, sure. You know. And it's great, you know, keyword, great question, that kind of thing. And so anyhow, that's kind of how this whole thing started. My dad was, he went to the Lord about 5 years ago, 2015, and he was kind of like my mentor. He was kind of like been praying for me since I was a kid and finally got saved. And so he left his, fortuitously, he retired and he became the director of administrative department, or DAD.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
And he just kind of
director roamed. Director of administrative department.
Or dad. And so he just.
I had to use that on my dad.
He just hung around the building, you know, and that his whole, he was like a David and Solomon. He was just kind of building up the ministry for me. And he started implementing different stuff because that's what his legacy was going to be. He was going to help me build a ministry. Mm-hmm. So we got a chaplain. So that nobody had a chaplain. We had a chaplain. We had morning Bible studies. Mm-hmm. We had afternoon Bible studies. We prayed in the car before we got to work. We prayed when we got to work. Every time we got in the car, got out of the car, we prayed. Me and my dad, that we had these awesome Bible studies. About half the company would show up to in the afternoon. We'd have another Bible study. I mean, full-time chaplain. We have a chaplain today, and his name's Don, Chaplain Don. And he calls in here occasionally. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, and we dedicated ourselves that we created a, all that to say that we created a, of mission and vision, and that's to operate. The Alliance Legal Group is a law practice, and it's to operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, community, employees, and to serve His perfect will. And that wasn't something it's a mouthful. But that when you put it together, we say that we are a Christ-centered law practice. That's the key. That so that everything that we do, we try to keep it Christ-centered. Now, we're sinners, and so that, you know, it's easy to get off-center, and we don't do everything perfectly, but we try to center it back into to Jesus. And so then if you're a client out there, and or if you're a prospective client, or that you need bankruptcy services or any kind of services, you know, the Scripture tells us not to be unequally yoked. You know, we're supposed to, you know, the big problem with Israel, the end time, the covenant they make with, you know, the Antichrist makes a covenant with many. The problem that Israel has since the very beginning is they always rely on, it's not really jumping off subject, they rely on the Gibeonites. Remember them? That they were the ones that had the moldy, they faked it, and that so they didn't get destroyed by Joshua. That they act like they were from a long ways away, and so that they made a deal with Joshua so that they didn't get killed. Remember that story?
Okay, yeah, vaguely. Because
Joshua was taking the land, and he was just like wiping out everybody. And the Gibeons said, "I don't want to get they're from Gibeah," and so the Gibeonites said, "I don't want to get destroyed," and so that they faked it like they were from a long ways away. Mm-hmm. So we come here and see all the moldy, you know. Bread we got and they say, "Oh yeah, you must be from a long way. We won't kill you. Just we'll do a peace treaty with you." The whole issue there is that we as Christians, we as people of God, are supposed to align ourselves with other people of God so that we don't get astray. And that includes in your business relationships as well. And so that there's lots of reasons for that. God has a lot of reasons for that. That whether your marriage relationships or anything else, we're supposed to align with people with like mind. How can two walk together unless they agree?
Right.
And so we're not perfect, but that, you know, if we keep it Christ centered, that's the first area of unity. And so we're a Christ centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles. Well, whatever we do, so for a long time, we really stopped. I really got out of doing the contested divorces. Not that people don't need Christian attorneys when you're going through a contested divorce, mm-hmm. but it's difficult. And so reconciling that issue and doing it with joy is hard. Mm-hmm. We still do a lot of domestic matters, separation agreements, even uncontested divorces. But that there's always a witness that goes on while you're going through it.
Yeah, people are struggling no matter where, and they need a...
Yeah, It's kind of like War of the Roses, you know, that you can have two people that are secular. You know, remember the War of the Roses? And there were like this huge fight. And so that there should be, you know, that, you know, in Israel, you know, you had the northern and southern kingdom, that the northern kingdom always had bad kings and the southern kingdom had some good kings. But God never said to the priest, you know, to those that were guiding the kings, you know, you can't do that because you got a wicked king. And so that, or a king that's doing not necessarily wicked, mm-hmm. but that one that is not doing the right thing. In fact, that the priests were supposed to help try to guide them mm-hmm. to do the right thing.
Well, and you've just been talking about how, well, this is your mission field. So whoever's coming through.
Exactly.
Our job is. There's a purpose and a plan for that.
You want to be Christ-centered, and then you want to use biblical principles in order to guide that person, which means sometimes you tell the person, you know, have you prayed about it, you know, and
are you sure this is the
and sometimes they're not saved decision. A lot of times they're not saved, and so you talk to them about getting saved, you know, and so that whole sort of dynamic is part
could change
of
everything.
Yeah, so that's what part of that dynamic is that God's placed, you know, I heard something the other day, wherever you're at today, people listen on the radio, it's a gift from God. Mm-hmm. He's put you there. It might not seem like a gift to God. You know, I've talked to some people, this is not the kind of gift I want. I want to go to take this gift back to the store and return it. But no, God's put you there, especially if you're a Christian, has allowed you to get there to serve in the area that you're at.
Right.
You know, to be a testimony and a witness, no matter what that situation is. Sometimes it's not where you want to be, but it's where God wants you to be.
It's a plan, for sure.
So, you know, once I started recognizing the reason I wasn't in Afghanistan or, you know, someplace witnessing out there, and this was my mission field, mm-hmm. not only did I start Christian Rights Ministries, which we defend Christian rights, you know, as a separate ministry, but as a law practice, I wanted to share Jesus with those folks that came in and you know, operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasize and rely on biblical principles. And that's why we love bankruptcy, is because what's the name of the show? Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. There's a lot of biblical truth to what bankruptcy is all about. And so we've got a caller online. We have Mr. Tony from Phoenix, Arizona. And so we're going to join him on this conversation. Tony, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty well, Steve. How you doing?
Man, I'm doing better and better. So tell, have you been listening to the conversation?
Yes, I have. Very, very, very unique conversation because you're trying to tying in a biblical concept into how to approach a worldly situation, but keeping God in the picture, keeping yourself focused on His purpose for you. And sometimes what you think may not be the best thing in the world is sometimes the best thing in the world for you someplace else.
That's good. You know, we've heard that, you know, when people say that, you know, sometimes these relationships are not relationships that I really want. And, you know, the person mm-hmm. says, yeah, God's given me to you to kind of rub some of the rough spots off you. You know, it's iron sharpens iron, and I'm just that iron that's making you a little bit sharper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we talked about the other day, in fact, I think one of the comments I just said was something that I had a conversation with you about, that you mm-hmm. were either, I think you were going through a very difficult situation. Can't remember what it was exactly, but mm-hmm. you know, that very conversation we had about saying, you know, I've reminded you, I said, you know, Tony, wherever you're at, it's a gift that God's given you. It might not be a gift that you mm-hmm. necessarily want, but, you know, He's mm-hmm. gifted you. He knows exactly what you're made of, what you're capable of, what you need, what you can provide. Mm-hmm. And He said, man, this is good for Tony. And He's put mm-hmm. you in that spot for a blessing. Like, for instance, a problem that you may have run into yesterday
mm-hmm.
was specially designed for Tony.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So share on that. Share on that. How does tell us your thoughts on that?
Well, sometimes you have to look at what's going on, and you have to evaluate what's happening, and you have to. I think we're talking about. I had a situation where I worked really hard to correct something, and then it got uncorrected, not by anything that I could control, but by a crazy system. And so you said to me, well, you know, well, you're asked a gift, and I think my response was that, well, where's the return line?
Well, you know, without getting into details, I remember that part of the issue was that you were trying to get something that you're entitled to as far as some government benefits, and that the mm-hmm. and that, I mean, it's the craziest thing I've ever seen. You've been trying to get these for like 6 months, and if anybody's entitled to them, you would be entitled to them, and the mm-hmm. and this the state of Arizona don't seem to get their situation right. And so you're still without any sort of benefit after 6 months, and that and they keep going around the horn, and you know, and it doesn't feel like the greatest gift in the world when you aren't getting what you deserve, or at least what you think that you're entitled to, and that you're struggling a little bit.
Yeah, and it tests your fortitude, it tests your faith, it tests your belief system, it tests who you are, and just sometimes being able to talk to someone is the biggest benefit you have. And I think a lot where you come in with this radio show and what you're doing, people sometimes just need to talk to someone where they say, you know, I don't know what to do. I've done everything I know how to do. And what do I do next? And they come to you and you give them some information, some solutions, and they go home and think about it and make a choice. And I think that's sometimes the best thing that people need is just input. And as long as it's biblically based too, that's great input then. You know, people stay on the right track.
Well, you know, one of the things I tell the folks that I meet with, I'm a fiduciary, which means that, you know, from a, whether it be a secular or whether it be a Christian, you know, that we're professionals that put your interest, the person that they're speaking to, the attorney-client relationship, their interest ahead of yours. But, you know, I think that even a higher fiduciary, a higher fiduciary level is when you see the other person as somebody that was just, you know, that you were in the same spot that they were, you know, that you were, you know, that if they don't know Jesus, you're asking a few questions like, you know, if you died today, whether you go to heaven, or just hearing what they're saying, as far as sometimes they're so anxious because they don't have the peace that comes with a relationship with Jesus. And you see this anxiety and you know, that's you, because that's where you were at before you got saved. And so the problem that they've got, this debt issue or this divorce issue or this traffic issue or this whatever issue, is causing so much anxiety in their life because they don't have the peace that comes with the recognition that God's given this situation as a situation to bless them and not to curse them, to work something maybe possibly out of their life. And to give them a victory in the end, you know. And so I know that when I got saved, everything was falling apart for me. But without that falling apart, I would have never have recognized my absolute total need for a savior, you know. And so that I see more people make professions of faith based upon them being, you know, it's not whether, sometimes profession of faith is like, you know, the foxhole Christian, you know, that they, oh, Lord, save me, you know, and I'll serve you forever as long as you get me out of this foxhole. But that some are genuine. I've seen real people, I mean, people really recognize that their life is going one direction and that they need a change. And the only way that would have happened is the circumstance that God allowed in their life to do that. And also that I've seen people that are Christians change direction based upon allowing those situations to come into their life and them just recognizing that God was doing something that they were supposed to respond to.
Yeah, and sometimes you never make those choices unless you're put in a place like the gentleman on the cross next to Jesus. One was saying, save me, and one was saying, just remember me. You know, and the one that saved, just remember me, the one he invited into the eternal kingdom with him.
Yeah, he said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. You know, it was, he called him Lord. He said he was asking for deliverance, and he recognized that he was the Savior and that he was the King. Well, Tony, I appreciate you calling in.
No problem, buddy.
Appreciate the insight you always give me. That you really are a blessing in my life. So, thank you again.
Take care. Have a good day. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, buddy. So we've got 5 minutes, and there's a chance for maybe one phone call if you call in right now at 757-488-5299. Again, if you'd like to talk or get some free advice, you know, some advice that basically that an attorney-driven consultation that we can pull credit reports for you and take a look at your finances, that get all the facts and then get some good solutions. The credit reports aren't free, that they're like $36, and we'll pull 3 credit reports for you. And if you say, usually we wait until the end of the case to pull the cases, you know, the credit reports, so nothing changes. But, you know, that we can open a file and we can pull some credit reports for you. If you just talk to me, I'll work it out, make sure it happens. But the website is www.debtfreeva.com. And so, you know, that was kind of maybe an introduction. I don't know if we, but that we're a law practice that really does care about the spiritual needs, the as well as the legal needs of the person that's coming in there. That's really, you know, at the end of the day, that I'm going to be before the Lord, you know, in that Bema judgment seat, you know, the Bema seat of Christ. And that the question is, you know, what do I do with the talents that I had? What do I do with the opportunities that I have? And that I know that I'm just so thankful that he's very merciful, because I've messed up so many times with all the opportunities. But, you know, that the opportunities we do have, whether it's the opportunities I have or, you know, as an individual today, the people that you run into, you know, really think about, you know, not just, you know, doing the same old thing. Look into the reason why that person, why God, if you're a Christian, why God has sent, or even if you're not a Christian, why God, you know, God's working to bring salvation to each one of us and to sanctify us, to make us holy, you know, and that, so for instance, I don't want to get on that rabbit trail, but that the, that, so look at the person that's in front of you and try to figure out how God wants you to deal with this person and why that person is there. And that what that person needs and what you're able to provide and what that person and even that problem is there to help you. Sometimes you don't like these problems, but they help you change and redirect and sometimes be humble, sometimes be giving, sometimes be forgiving, you know. And so, and sometimes, you know, that you've been given a special assignment, you know, one that will reverberate in the halls of heaven forever. You know, the only thing that lasts is those things we do for Jesus. Mm-hmm. The only thing that matters in the end, all the rest of the stuff, you know, is going to be, like they say, that, what is it, the chaff and
wood,
stubble,
hay and stubble.
Yeah, it's going to all burn up. Ain't going to be nothing. And so, but that opportunity that you have to that person that's in front of you, if you stop and just say, Lord, what is the, you know, and so we have those every day. I meet with 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 people a day. Mm-hmm. And that's what we pray before each and every one. Sometimes they're faster and quicker than I like to be, but, mm-hmm. you know, that you try to humble yourself and say, God, help me think this one out and do what you want to do. And, you know, join, and whether it's the law practice or whatever you do, that's a great idea. Just stop and say, God, if you don't do a Jeremiah prayer, you know, or Nehemiah prayer, I guess, you know, those bullet prayers to just say, you know, he always used to, before he went into a situation, you've heard of those, right? The Nehemiah prayers, you know, Lord, I don't know what's going to happen here, but, you know, I need your help.
Yeah.
And just start off with practice the presence of God. You know, let him intercede. He's put you there for a reason. It's a gift. Mm-hmm. And, you know, take advantage of it. Okay, we're down to less than a minute now. So, Colleen, any thoughts on today's program?
Well, it's a good reminder to all of us, you know, wherever you are, you don't have to be in what they called full-time Christian service.
You are.
You are anyway, no matter where you
That's
are,
right.
whether you're in ministry.
Especially you with all this sort of, you know, broadcast ability.
Well, and it is, because people used to say, well, you're not in full-time Christian
oh,
ministry.
Geez.
I said, I sure am, you know, whatever we do. But I'm still associated with a ministry, but even if you work at a bank or you're a teacher or whatever you are,
yeah.
you know, in medical healthcare, you are
truck driver,
a full-time
yeah.
ministry.
Absolutely.
So I appreciate that reminder that be where we are, be the missionary where you're planted,
Amen.
Where God's planted you.
Well, that's all we have for today. And so we look forward to seeing you. What is today? Is today Tuesday or Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
Today is Thursday. So we have a weekend getting ready to happen. So we look forward to seeing you next Tuesday. God bless you, and just have a great weekend.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more